We are learning Mishnah Zivam Mishnah Peches Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the bottom Peches Amud Beis, out of two dots. Said in the Mishnah that if an Eid Echa comes and tells the person, tells this Isha that her husband died, she's allowed to remarry, and if a husband shows up, the halacha is that she has to be divorced from the husband that showed up, and the new husband also, both of them. She ketetze mizeh mizeh. Amar Rav. Rav says, Lo yishanu el shnisiz ben echad. That is only if she got married on day 1 8. Avanisa pishnai edim, if two edim came and told her that her husband died and she got remarried, apiros two edim, loy seitze. She does not go out. What does that mean? So Rashi says, right now the Gemara thinks it means loy teitze misheni. She could stay married to the second husband. Why? Because two edim said the first husband's dead. So therefore, she's allowed to be married to the second husband, even if the husband shows up. Right, the Gemara, Matlama Rava. Rava, they laughed at him. He making no sense. Also, Gav Rava Koyi. The guy walked in. The dead man walked in. Vat Amos Loi Seitze. A good Adam said that he's dead. But he's not dead. You see him. He's alive. You're saying, I'm staying married. He's like, well, the Adam said. What do you mean the guy's alive? What's going on over here? So, the Gemara, the case over here that we're talking about is like this. L'tzricha da'osu be'tzreva oma anan ha'vina ba'adei mechinafek. I skip something. You don't recognize him. He walked in, he claims, I am the husband. But no one recognized him. They don't believe, they're not sure if it's the husband. So, if you don't recognize him, then even she could stay married. Because who said this is the guy? The case is, Adam come and say, this guy that walked in is the husband. Two Adam said, we were with him the whole time, this is him. You just don't recognize him. How's it possible? I'll show you. You see, the brothers not recognize their own brother, Yosef. Why? Because it was a bunch of years later. And after all those years later, 13 years later, so then, or more, then it was 20 years later, so they didn't recognize Yosef, because He didn't have a beard. He left without a beard. Now he had a beard. So he didn't. It's possible not to recognize someone. So here the case like this. We said if two Adam come and let her remarry. Even if the husband shows up, she's allowed to stay remarried. The husband's here. There it is. A person walked in claiming he's the husband. And he brought Adam with him also. But since we don't recognize him, so therefore, the halach is she can stay remarried. Why? Saif. Training. The Maisa is two against two. She has two Adam and said that the husband died, and two Adam said the husband's alive. So hey, last they married. It's a suffix. The luck of the suffix is Avala Avashim Tali. Luck is a suffix. It's Avashim Tali. You have a piece that suffix Chayla suffix Shuman. The luck is Chay Avashim Tali on that. It's a suffix Karis over here. Suffix Chiyav Karis Chiyav Skila. Amrav Sheishes. The case is Kanchi Nisas Leechod Meidah. She married one of the Adam, and since she married one of the Adam, so therefore, the Edom is sure, and there's no din Ashim Tali when someone is sure. So one of these Edom said, I saw the guy dead. So you can marry one of these Edom. Frey Timara, he goofed about Ashim Tali Kaima, but she herself is not sure. So I don't know, she also says she's sure. The case is that she says, this guy is not my husband. My husband was 6'2", this guy's 4'10". He can't shrink 12 inches, shrink a foot and a half, in a few years. So I know it's not my husband. Finish. That's how she's getting married. Barley. I mean, Barley is an awesome Tali. Agav. Frank tells you, Shadim. We had a Gemara before in the second parak. They now marry one of the Edom because it's a Chshad. It was scared. The Edom maybe made up the whole story in order to marry her. So what? But so what? You can't marry one of the Edom. That's a Chshad. But it looks and look good. The optics are no good. So the Tosh Shalom answers that here that aide had a different wife, and the lachas with a different wife, the Gemara says in Achayshish. Like upon him, so that's the case for Rav. So Rav's saying is you have two aidim says you can remarry, then someone shows up, we don't recognize him, and two aidim say that this is the husband, but she and the aide who's made that he's dead say we know it's not true and they get married. So then Lois says it. Then okay, it's all those different conditions. So what is the chiddush of Rav? Afilu Rav Nachman Rav Yosi, even Rav Nachman Rav Yosi was machmer in these yonim. Loi Kamar, he never said that Teitzei El kushabo eidim vachanisis. Only the trey or trey came before they get married. Avanisis vachabo eidim. But if he first got married and then eidim come, loy omar. Even he wasn't machmir. What's it from Nachman Rav Yesi? The tayin lent in a brayza. Shneimer meis v'shneimer mlei meis. You have two people saying that her husband died and two people saying the husband did not die. Or shneimer misgarsha v'shneimer misgarsha. Two of them say that she's divorced and two of them say she's not divorced. Harayzu loy tenase. She's not allowed to get married. The imnis says, well, if she gets married, loy seitzei. According to Tanakama, loy seitzei. Why? She has to aid them to her side. It's a suffix. Now when she got married, she stays that way. Rav Nachman Rav Yesi have a teitzei. No, you have to get divorced. Since after you heard about the trey, you went to get married, that's a suffix. You can't stay married. And Omar Nachman Rav Yesi, Amos and Yom HaTetzah, when do I say you have to get divorced? Rav Nachman Rav Yesi, Amos and only after if the Edom came first, and then you got married. Since you got married, after Edom came, you got married with suffix, you have to be Tetzah. Avanisis Vacharbo Edom, but if first we're married, Apit to Edom, and then to Edom came, and contradicted all Edom, Harez Lo Tetzah. So what's Rav's Chiddush? Here, the case was, they got married before the two Edom came. So of course, let's say, everyone agrees to that. No machlekes about that even. So to Gemara, Kikom Rav Nami, Bizman Shavu Edom Achar Nisas. Ech Nami, Rav's Chiddush is good for this, that she got married after the Edom came and said that the husband's still alive. First two Edom came and said the husband's dead. Then two Edom came and said, this is the husband. And then she got married. Still, Rav is saying loisaitzei, like the Tanakama of Rav Nachman Rav Yesi, lafuke Nachman Rav Yesi to say not like Rav Nachman Rav Yesi. Ve'ikid Amri, another version of answering this question with the chiddush of Rav is that taima denisas v'achabo edim. The only time we say, the only time Rav is saying that loisaitzei that you can stay married is dafka if you get married first and then edim came. Avabo edim, if edim came first and said that this is the husband. Then she went ahead to get married. Taitzei. Taka, she has to get divorced. Come on, Rav Nachman Rav Yesi. So then the chiddush of Rav would be is like Rav Nachman Rav Yesi. So right now we are learning Pshat and Rav. Rav is saying is a whole mishnah talking about a case of one eid. But two eidim, you can stay married to the second one. I we asked, what's the case? Case is she's marrying one of the eidim. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush could be either to say, not like Rav Nachman Rav Yesi, that even if she got married after the second peer Edom came, she still has to stay married. Or, Rav is saying, Dafka, if she got married before the Edom came, could she stay married? If not, she has to be Seitzei, like Rav Nachman Rav Yesi. Zok to Gemara, Mosav Rav, Rav Azakasha. We have here a Brisa, which is talking about a Koyin. Koyin has special Kedusha. So Mosav Rav, when Naim Shem Loi Rotza, how do we know that in a case where the Koyin does not want to keep the laws of Kedusha, of being married to not, you know, to the right person. How do you know that Shem Loi Rotza doesn't want to divorce his wife, Dafnoi, that you give him patch, you make sure, you force him to divorce his wife. Tamal v'kedash to bakarcha. It says, v'kedash, yes, v'kosh bakarcha. Now, hey chidami, what is the case of this brisa? Like Rashi says, it can't be talking about a regular case of a grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedit. There is an ism of forcing, and it's poshut over there that you force him out, and you don't need a pasuk for that. So what's the case? Hechidami, ilema. So it must be a case. We're nevinga. Must be a case like a case where Edom came and told the isha that her husband died, and she went and remarried, and she married a kohen, and she married a kohen. So hechidami, ilema loy nisus lechem eda. If she did not get married to one of her Edom, and she doesn't say, I'm sure that this is not my husband. The dafna, you have to tell me that you forced them out? Of course. She has no right to be married. Elav, what's the case? She married one of the Edom. And the case was like this. And she married one of the Edom, and then other Edom came and said the husband was alive, and now that first husband died. So really, she's not an Eishes anymore. But the reason why she can't stay married to the Kohen is because she's a Zayna now. Because the Maisa, when she got married to the Kohen originally, her husband was still alive. Her husband was still alive, according to Tuedim at least. According to Tuedim, her husband was still alive. And it says what it says over here, you forced them out. So you see, not like Rav, I'm a Mafkin Eminei. Victoria Daphne, I'm a Mafkin Eminei. So you see here, not like Rav, you see that when Edom come, you have to listen to the second Edom, at least Mesophic. And here, she's considered a Zayna Mesafik, and the law is you force them out. What? Yeah, but it's not for sure a Zayna. According to the two Edom that said that he died, it's not a Zayna, so it's two against two. So we see here, not like Rav. Rav said you can stay married. So Gemara says three terutzim. One terutz is issaku nishani. You're right. Usually it's loy seitze. You stay remarried because you don't have to believe the second two edim. I'm marrying one of my edim. It's good. But here by koyin umu machmer. Kohuna issaku is mocham. One terutz. Terutz number two. Vayi zema. My dafna, dafna be edim. Dafna does not mean you force her out. The case was she got married with two edim. So there, you try to look for, before you let her get remarried, Bezdin tries to find two edim to be machish the first edim. Now, why do you try to bring two edim to machish the first edim? So Ritva explains, because here, if they're fishy, the skid, the two edim not saying the truth, there's a mitzvah for them, al tekuna, to look for two other edim to see if they're not saying the truth. So that's especially my kahuna that we worry, Bezdin gets involved to try to make Kaddish the Kayin and see if you can find two Edom to contradict the first Edom. That's shot number two. But boy, you're saying, Kishabo Edom Achanisas. The case over here is that Edom came and then she got married. And that's why Daphnoi. Ramnach Rav Yesi, and so going to Ramnach Rav Yesi, who holds the after Vitaitse. In economics, Takanah Din Dafka by Kayin. It's a din, maybe not Dafka by Kayin, but here we'll say the case is again that the husband died now, so it's only a Shalah Zaina. And according to Rabbi Yaakov Rav Yossi, that's called a Zaino, you're not going to get married, and therefore you will make them get divorced. Like upon him, we saved Rav the first pshat. The first pshat in Rav is, Loiseitse means that two Edom come, that this is the husband, you still have to stay remarried. What's pshat? You have to stay remarried to the second husband. The reason is because she married one of the Edom, she said barley, and by Trey, she could stay remarried. That's a Chiddush of Rav. Zot Mar Avayter of Ashi has a different shot of Rav. You made a mistake in Rav. Remember, all Rav said were like this. The whole them Teitzei Mizem, Mizem, you have to leave both husbands, is by Erecha. But we have two Edim, Loi Seitzei. So we assumed it meant Loi Seitzei from the second husband. Rav Ashi is going to say, you know what Loi Seitzei means? Loi Seitzei from the first husband. Cases like this. Two Edim said you can remarry. She remarries Yankel. Then Reuven shows up. The luck is, you say, Yankel, have a good day. And you let her stay married to Reuven. You know in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to stay married to Reuven, it's a knas. But by two Edim, you let her stay married to Reuven. That's what the Rav means. Which really, our Mishnah really says it. Rav Ashi Yom, Amar L'Seitzei to come a Rav, L'Seitzei Meter HaRishon. You could go back to the first husband. Freit Gemara, I'm a Rav Chodah Zimra. Why? The Tan says in our Mishnah, Nises Shloi B'Rishos. Our Mishnah says that if you get married Shloi B'Rishos, which means you get married with two Edim, not with one Ed. The lacha is Mataris Lachzloi. You're allowed to go back to the first husband. And Va'amarav, Huno Amarav, Va'amarav, Huno Amarav, Halachas, that's halacha. So you see already, Rav already told you it's halacha that Loi Seitzei Mataris Rishon. So you're right. One of these halachas learned, well, the one of them was first, the other one learned that from that. For example, he said this halacha here, Loi Seitzei, and he said that means he holds like the Mishnah. Or he said, Halachasan, therefore, halacha is Loi Seitzei. Like upon him, what comes out of Fear of Ashi, very simple halacha. If two Edom come, where she's in his gomer, she remarried, the halacha is, if the husband shows up, he walks in, the dead man walking, you're allowed to marry the dead man, and stay married to the dead man, to the first husband, because it's not your fault, because the Oinus. Bishlam, if one Ed comes, the halacha is give her a knas, because you want her to be more careful to when she checks out that one Ed. But two Edom, and therefore, she could go back to Tererisha, and that's the Pshat Rav. So you have two Pshatim and Rav. Zotim Maravaita. Omar Shmuel. Loi Shanu, the Mishnah says that this is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Eid Echad came and says that you remarries. She remarries. And then, let's say, two Edom come in, or the husband walks in, Beraglov. He walks in, the lach is, Tetzim is there, is there. So Shmuel says, Loi Shanu, Loi Machshosai. Ava Machshosai, Loi Seitze. The lach is, That's only if no one is contradicting the Edom who came in. But if someone's contradicting the Edom who came in, Loi Seitzei, you can stay remarried. So let's just figure out what we're talking about here. Mamaya Skinan. Ilema Beitrei Kimachshale Mayhava. If it was two Edom that said that this is the Baal, it means you got married, remarried with one Edom. Two Edom come in and say, this is the husband. So the halacha is you have to be teitzim izem izem to aid them, even if you contradict those two aid them, makes no difference. Even if the erecha says you're saying that not the truth, it makes no difference. The case was like this. Shmuel's saying is that if one aid comes in and says that her husband's alive, So then, if the first aid contradicts the aid who walked in, then you could stay remarried. So for the Gemara, what do you have to be machash them for? Taima the machshasa hashaska. Let's say she's quiet. Let's say she's quiet, and she says she doesn't contradict the second aid. Teitze, she has to be, go away from her husband. Va'amu ula. Ula said, question like this. She got married to Eid Echad, okay? Then another aide walks in after she remarried. Aide walks in, says that aide saying not saying the truth. So it says, if she says the second aide is not to say lying, then she can stay remarried. But if not, she has to go out. Why? The first aide has a power of Pishnayim. Because Ula says, anytime the Chazal said an aide is Neman, has a din of two. And one against two is nothing. One aide comes in and says, that's not true, the Baal's love, there's no nemanis for that. So, kamakim shemina Torah, aide echa, rekan shnayim, it's like two, vein varo shalecha, makam shnayim. One cannot contradict two. So you don't need to contradict this aide echa is nothing, makam the first aide echa. The first aide echa has a din of two aidim. So, k'demara, hokim ha'askinim p'sule aide, sukrab nechemya. The case was that here, the first aide was not a kosher aide. It was an isha. And the halacha is that isha is neman when it comes to Eidus Isha, for Eidus Faguna, the Isha is Neman, but Lemaisa has certain halachas. It's called Nechemia. Tanya, Nechemia Imra, Komokim Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Halach Arev Deyas. When the Torah is Maimed Eid Echad, you go Ach Arev Deyas, that if there's two Eidim will come, two Psulim will come afterwards, so then the halach is. So I said it didn't say exactly right. How come the Psula Edis means that the Psula Edis, there were two Edim who came, but there were Psula Edis. Let's say this again. The Eid Echad came, even a man. The next one we'll say it was Isha. Even Eid Echad came was a man. The Eid Echad came, and the Eid Echad said that her husband died, and she's later remarried from that. Now, two ladies came and said that he's alive. Usually, two ladies cannot be contradict Edim, for Shona. And here, the Eid Echad has them two Edim. But Rav Nechemia says that you go by the Rav Deis. Komakav shemini tarei Eid Echad. Anytime it's Eid Echad, halachah Rav Deis. You go by the Rav Deis, even if they are apostle. But also shtei nashim ish echad, two ladies who contradict one ish, kishnei nashim ish echad, like two men ish echad. We're saying like this, that here two ladies walked in and said a husband's alive. So if no one would be machish the two edim, the two ladies would be neman. Two ladies don't have nemanis. But since it's only Eid Echad is not a real Eidus, so two ladies could knock out one Eid Echad, even if it's a man, because you go watch the Rav Deis. So that's why Shmuel says, the only time she's allowed to stay married, if she contradicts the two ladies. Now what's besides she contradicts the two ladies, is she allowed to stay married? So Rashi explains, because Psule Eidus, which are these two ladies, are never neman on a person to aster him on something. If he knows for sure that this is good, so then it's fine. And here the case is that she's saying burially. She's saying, I know that this man is not my husband, the guy who walked in. I don't care if you have two ladies saying like that. I know it's not my husband. Therefore, she's allowed to stay remarried. And it must be she married one of the Eidim, maybe you have to speak out. Not one of the. She married the Eid Echad because how is he bari? That might be the pshat. Akapanim, and that Eid has another wife, so there's no problem of chshad. Akapanim, The story over here is, we're saying over here is that really it's Masman Shmuel without her contradicting. That the new people who come will be Neman. It was terrorists, it was two ladies. It was two ladies. And two ladies will be Neman connected to Erecha. So what's the case? But she's Makas two ladies. That works because Psula Edis are not Neman connected your positivity that it's not awesome. Reboy Seima, another Mahalach, a little different. If it's Eid Echad, it's a man, Eid Echad, then Mikara, Afilu Meya Nashim Ke Eid Echad, Damien. Even if 100 ladies come and say the husband is alive, even 100 ladies say the husband is alive, they're like an Eid Echad, they're not Neman connected to Eid Echad of a man. Hakamai Eskin, here Shmuel's Allah is going to ask you Isha Mikara. The first aid was a lady who's Neman. Vitirza Rechem Yahachi, and Rechem says like this, this is a Taitch of Rechem. Rechem Yahim, Kamakam Shemina Taira Eid Echad, Halachar Evdeyais. Anytime the Torah is maimed a Eid Echad, who's a lady, you go watch the Rav Deyas. For also shtei nashim isha achas k'shnei nashim isha echad. You make two ladies connected as one lady, like two men connected one man. And the case over here was that a lady came and said she could remarry. She remarried. Two ladies say that the husband's alive. on that we say that since she's sure that she contradicts the two ladies, she's allowed to stay married. Aval, shtei noshim v'shechad, kabal kabal gadam. If it was two noshim v'shechad, then there is no nemanis of the two noshim connected to ishechad. It's kabal kabal gadam. And it's like an aid, it's machasha aid. And the halacha is that even she's quiet, loy seitze, because like Ula says, that the neman, the first one, is neman more than the second one. Is neman more than the second one. So upon him, that's what comes out of here, that Shmuel's halacha is that if you are machish, she can stay remarried. Obviously, not talking about two real aidim. So two pshat limara. It's talking about two ladies who came, either two ladies against a man. Would be neman if she wasn't contradicting them, or two ladies against a lady would have been neman if not contradicting them, but contradicting, she contradicts those two ladies, that definitely works.